نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. أما بعد، أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومن يبخل فإنما يبخل عن نفسه. صدق الله العظيم. We have started discussing the spiritual diseases that have a grip over our heart. And we said that most of those diseases, what we can see is it has the opposite of it. In other words, the heart of a salik, the heart of a human being, is never free. There's never a vacuum in his heart. Either he's going to have a good quality in his heart or there will be a bad quality in his heart. And this is the kashmakash, as we call it in Urdu. This is the internal fight that the salik especially will feel in him. At times the good quality will overpower the bad quality, and at times the bad quality will take the lead. And this is where we have to be very careful when we try to tread the path of the tasawwuf, and when we want to clean our heart, to purify our heart, so that on the day of Qiyamah we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a qalbi salim, which is the main objective, that we go to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with a sound heart on the day of Qiyamah. Last week we did talk about zuhd. Zuhd, which is the quality of renouncing the world. We had a discussion on that last week. And to recall, we quoted Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, who said there are three levels of renunciation. One is an ordinary layman who will abstain from what is haram. He will renounce those haram things. The second one is the elite who will abstain from israf. They won't spend things. Those things which are unnecessary, they will get rid of it. Their heart is not attached to those things. Lead a very simple life. But then there is another one, another level, which is the akhasul khawas, the ahlullah. They will abstain from everything that will divert the attention from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is where all the maladies comes in. The light of tasawwuf, there are two things that can destroy a human being, a salik. When a person has hubbul jah, that is where he strives to get fame. The second one is hubbul dunya, where he strives to acquire the wealth for the world. This is a topic on its own. Ulama Ikram have written a lot on that. But what I want to discuss today is the quality, the opposite quality of zuhud. Zuhud is you get rid of the world. You don't keep anything with you. You renounce the world. But the other one is bukhl. Bukhl is the quality of keeping the world with us. The opposite. That is a disease. Ulama Ikram explained the definition of bukhl is to withhold things, to withhold things for which we have a love for wealth. We withhold it and we don't let it go, especially when there is a need to spend from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When there's a need to spend, we withhold our wealth, our money or whatever. We don't spend it. And also what happened, we do not do kind works. This is the bad quality of bukhl. Let me explain it. For example, Sharia tells us to give zakat. And this is the pechida masla. Many of us go through that. When the time for zakat comes, we start making all type of calculation. What we try to do now? We try to increase our debt so that our net asset decreases, so that we got to give less zakat. Typical, especially when we are in business, we can see that. We take unnecessary credit. Then we run to the mall, we have used our credit card today. What can we do for that? All the tricks that we make, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows it. This is a typical issue that every Ramadan we see it with people. Some people will say, we're going to pay our zakat, we look at the value of the gold, because we're going to value it according to the gold. Which day the value of gold go down so that our nisab goes down? The old type of tricks comes when it comes to zakat. In the same way, sadaqatul fitr, which is wajib, our heart doesn't want to give it. Yet this is not our wealth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has wealth. We are just a trustee of this wealth, but yet we don't want to give. Less like somebody appoints you as a trustee and he tells you, here's my money in my bank account, give this money to so and so. Why? It's not your money, it's for him. Why you don't want to give his money? Why we don't want to distribute his money? It's not our money. We are just a trustee. Even our body is not ours. It's for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If our body is ours, we can control our body. Simple question we ask a person, how many times our heart beats per minute? We don't know. How many steps we did yesterday? We don't know. If we control our body, we are supposed to know, we should have planned it. This proves that we don't have a planet. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who plan our body. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who knows how many heartbeats we're going to have. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know how many steps we're going to make. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know how many luqmah we're going to eat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will know the condition of our heart, our lungs, our liver. So the same way, this wealth that is in our possession, it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's, it's not ours. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is Al-Kareem, who has given us all the things, He says in the Quran, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ, those who brought iman on the invisible, وَيُنْفِقُونَ مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, and who spend part of what we have given them. Ponder the words of the Quran. Who spends of what we have given, مِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ, the mean there is for ba'athiyya in Arabic. That is part. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not telling us to give 100%. Unless our iman is like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, who has given an unparalleled example in history in the Battle of Tabuk, where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the Sahaba to come and bring money in Masjid Nabawi because they got to organize the greatest expedition. This is where the furthest Rasulullah has gone, is Tabuk to fight the Romans. Right? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala brought everything he had. In other words, 100%. His zakat was 100%. But that is a very high standard. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking 2.5%, not 100%. It is reported that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when he brought everything in Masjid Nabawi, he started touching on the wall. His wife asked him, what are you touching now? You have given everything in the Masjid Nabawi. What else are you looking in this house? There's nothing here. You see, I remember once I used a needle. After I finished using this needle, I put it, those days we didn't have concrete wall, it was date palm tree or whatever they were using, I put it there. I'm looking for this needle also to give you the path of Allah. This is a standard that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala has said. The same battle as that Umar al-Faruq radiallahu ta'ala says, today I'm going to supersede Abu Bakr Siddiq. He took 50% of what he had, fi sabilillah. How much? 50%, which is again more than 2.5%. He said, today I'm going to supersede Abu Bakr Siddiq. When he came to Masjid Nabawi, he said, I'll never be able to beat Abu Bakr. This heart to give Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala has really set up a very high standard for us. Even as that Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he got Khilafat, that he started crying. He said, I had two predecessors before me, who have set up such a high standard I cannot meet. And this is the same as that Umar radiallahu ta'ala, we gave the example last week, where Jummah, Salah, Khutbah, he came late. People ask him, hey, Amir Mu'mineen, why are you coming late? He said that I have one clothes on me. I wash it because of Jummah. It was wet. I had to wait for it to be dry so that I can come and give khutbah. This type of life of Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, who was the Amir al-Mu'mineen, who was the Amir of half of the world of those days, who was the Amir of the expansion of the world was such, 150 square meters per day. No civilization achieved that. Yet he had only one clothes. And he's telling us that Abu Bakr Siddiq, oh Abu Bakr, I cannot match you. What was the level of Abu Bakr now? And this was the level of Abu Bakr. What was the level of Rasulullah? This is how we must deduct what is the halat of our heart when it comes to Zuhd. What Zuhd? We think we're making Zuhd. We are not making Zuhd. We are not really the end. We are very far from the standard that Sharia is awaiting from us. So Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal rahmatullah alayh, he's saying that there are three levels. Those that even anything that diverts them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will destroy it. They will get rid of it. I give you the example that the Quran mentioned of Hazrat Sulaiman, who was a king. He's the greatest king ever the world ever witnessed. It comes in a hadith that once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was Masjid Nabawi, a shaitan was troubling him while he was in namaz. He got hold of the shaitan, put him with a pillar, and told him that if it was not because of my brother Sulaiman, who asked for Allah, oh Allah, give me such an empire, such a kingdom that nobody has, I would have locked you up, I would have, up to the day of Qiyamah, children would have pelted you, beat you, troubled you. But if I do that, which means I would have a control over another kingdom, the kingdom of the jinnat, because of that, I'm leaving you. Sahih al-Bukhari, this riwayat. This is food for thought. Who was Rasulullah? So Hazrat Sulaiman radiallahu wasalam, the horses were disturbing him, mentioned the Quran, and he got rid of his horses as well. Anything that disturbs somebody, Ahlullah, a Nabi, a Siddiq, when something disturbs them from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even this they will renounce it. This is what the quality of Zuhd is. It's a great quality that a mu'min can develop in him. But the opposite of it, our heart is so attached to the world and we don't want to get rid of one penny also. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned in a hadith, beautiful example. See, whatever comes out of the son of Adam is a metaphor of the dunya. Allahu Akbar. That is your excreta. This is what the world is all about. Rasulullah has given us this example, a metaphor, to compare what this world is all about. Whatever comes out of the human being, this is what this world is all about. If you might remember once in my daughter Bukhari, my teacher Maulana Fazl Rahman Saab, make an ajeeb calculation. He told us, think about this world. Think about this world, what this dunya is all about. He said, how many billion people you have? Say we've got 1 billion people, 6 billion people, 5 billion, 5 to 6 billion, say 5 billion people. If everybody, knows, I'm just giving an example for us to think. If he gets rid of his excreta, his urine, every day, say 1 kilo, 6 billion kilos go in this world. I won't say, man. 6 billion, and we're running after this world. This is what this world is all about. This is what this whole world is all about. When Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went for Miraj and then he came back, he said, this world is like one grain in a desert. One grain of sand in a desert. Oh, another hadith to this effect, he compares it with the wing of a fly. That is insignificant. But the quality of stinginess, miserliness, niggardliness, what we call bukhl, this is such a quality that makes us think upside down. We think upside down. It is such a bad quality, such a bad quality, such a bad quality that the Sufyan al-Kiram says, this is a quality that takes you away from Allah. This is a bala. This is a curse when a person develops the disease of miserliness. Why? Because miserliness, miserliness, niggardliness, stinginess, bukhl is such a quality which is developed when a person has developed love for wealth. And when a person develops love for wealth, what happens? His mind starts deviating away from Allah. His mind is a chakkar now. I got 1 pound, how can he become 2 pounds? When he got 2 pounds, how can he become 3 pounds? And he's going to amass it, until time has come, it's time to leave this world. And he looked at what his empire is, and he leaves it with regret. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given two examples of the Quran. The example of Qarun, he has so much wealth that when the earth split, there are so many people to carry his key. The few people needed to carry his keys, leave alone his wealth, where he used to lock it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the example of Qarun in the Quran. And the example Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given in the Quran is Suratul Lahab. Tabbat yada abi lahabi wa tab. Ma aghna anhu maluhu wa ma kasab. Whatever he has collected hasn't benefited him. He was one of the leading chief of the Banu Quraysh in Makkatul Mukarramah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given two examples in the Quran. When a person amass wealth, what happens to them? How they destroy their wealth and the akhirat as well. So this quality of miserliness is a very, very bad quality. There are two types of these qualities. The quality of bukhl, the quality of miserliness, the quality of stinginess, there are two. A person can be miser regarding the hukukullah and the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is, we are stingy, we don't want to spend when it comes to fulfill the right of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala or the banda of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Example, to spend zakat, I give you the example. We get a prick in our heart. We don't want to take out the money when the time for zakat comes. Sadaqatul Fitr, we look which masjid is giving us the less. 1 pound, no, we'll tell you 3 pounds. No, Leicester is a better calculation. Get more Molana in Leicester. So it's better to go according to Leicester calculation. This is the way we think because we don't realize Allah has cursed us. May Allah protect us against this curse. We have developed the quality, the disease of miserliness in us. It's a very bad disease. We don't realize it. It is in our heart. This is a disease that ulama kiram says will make us run away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very important. So this is a quality. The second quality, the another quality is the huququl ibad, the quality of nafaqah. Our body got a right on us. If we have to spend, even this also we don't want to spend. No, it's enough. One kurta is enough. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, why don't want to spend? Provided it is within the arena of Sharia. Our family, do we fulfill the rights of our wife, our children? Even this we are very stingy. We don't want to spend. In the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a great, the chief of Makkah, his name was Abu Sufyan radiallahu anhu, great Sahabi, Jalilul Qadr Sahabi, the father of Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala. And he was the father of one of the wife of Rasulullah sallallahu. His daughter was married to Rasulullah sallallahu as well. Great personality. But he had this quality in him. So his wife, Hind, went to Rasulullah sallallahu. Said, Ya Rasulullah, he's a bit stingy. Rasulullah sallallahu says, take from his wealth. Look to this. But to what the norm you're supposed to take. Because don't exceed the limits. If you need 2 roti a day, take the amount for 2 rotis. Don't go and take for 5 rotis. Example I'm giving. So Rasulullah sallallahu says, take without his permission. From there, there's a very important masla. If a person is stingy, Sharia allows you to corner him to pay his zakat. This is why Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, when he came to power, when he came to the Khilafah, the very first problem he had to face is stinginess. The first fitna that appeared in the time, in the Ummah, was the quality of stinginess. People refused to pay zakat. Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala tried to bring Hazrat Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala to reason. See, why? The source says, even if it is a rope, they were supposed to give it in Baitul Mal, they are not going to give it, I'm going to make jihad with them. Hazrat Umar wanted to come, he says, oh, but they're Muslims, they're reading Salah, why do you make that? You know, this is the quality of stinginess. The very, very first fitna that appeared in the Ummah was the quality of stinginess. It's not a mamuli thing. Everybody sitting here, maybe if we test our heart, we get this disease in us. Very important. So Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, the very first jihad he made was against this disease, the quality of stinginess. People didn't want to pay zakat. So this is how serious it is, the quality of stinginess, it needs to be cured. Then there is another quality. This a person, if he doesn't, is first to cure this. The quality of stinginess that is not withstand to satisfy the hukukullah and the hukukul ibad is a sin, according to the ulama and the fuqaha. The second quality, of the second category is stinginess in muru'ah. Muru'ah means manliness. That is what your heart as a man, you must have the heart to give. But you don't have this heart to give. That is another disease. But this one is not sinful. But it is recommended that you get rid of this disease as well. For example, you are a creditor. Somebody owes you. Contractually, you can claim your money from him. But Sharia tells you, give him a respite. It comes in a hadith, there was a person, when he used to send people to collect his whatever people owe him, he used to tell his collectors, if the person cannot pay, tell him I have forgiven him. So it was on time, his munimji or whatever used to go and collect the money. So going there, person could not pay. So what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes face of Jannah on this quality of his. Allah says, he developed the quality of forgiving when people transgressed his rights. Me, I'm more worthy of forgiving him when he transgressed my rights. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the hadith of Rasulullah, because he have removed this quality, this second quality, which is mustahab, which is not even for us, mustahab, he has got rid, he has developed this quality of getting rid of this quality of miserliness. His heart was not attached to this debt. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made faisla on this quality for him in Jannah, reported in hadith. How important it is to get rid of this quality of miserliness in our heart, niggardliness. Ulama explained, it's not only with money. Say for example, people come to your house. People come, they come with children. Now you've got a beautiful carpet and they mess on the carpet. You have a right to get angry. But the quality of muruat, the quality of manliness demands that you must make your guest feel at home. This is the beauty of the Arabs. There was an Arab, when his son is mentioned in Hidayah, his name was Hatim Tai. Maybe you know about it. His generosity was known throughout Arabia to such an extent he was prepared to give his head also, if people wanted his head, a way of speaking. So much generous he was, Hatim Dai, well-known person in the legend of Arabia. So the Arabs, when you go to them, look at the beauty of the Arabic language. May Allah reward the Arabs for this quality. Waqi, I'm telling you, the generosity of the Arabs is something of its own. Something of its own. He can be a multi-billionaire. But if an Arab likes you, the generosity, he'll go out of his way. And when the Arab tells you, Ahlan wa sahlan, we cannot translate that in English or even Urdu. Ahlan means when you go to an Arab, he'll tell you Ahlan. From the word Ahl. Ahl in Arabic is like you are in his progeny. You know you are part and parcel of this progeny, of this family, of this khandan. Wa sahlan, and remain part of this khandan. How are you going to translate that in English? You can't. When an Arab tells you Ahlan wa sahlan, or you go in Saudi Airlines, they put there Ahlan wa sahlan. This is the quality that Sharia is telling us. The quality of miserliness be out. This is how we are supposed to be. Have this manliness to overlook. And our heart is not attached with this carpet. And it happens. At times we have grandchildren coming. And we wait, oh, there must be. And at times we get angry. At times with our own children we get angry. We just bought a new car and now he's scratching on the seat. This is a defect in the heart. Our heart is attached with this car. Our heart is attached with this car. We have to analyze our disease before we start hitting our child. But we think upside down. Why? Because, as I said early on, it is such a disease that turns us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And when we start turning away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hubbu dunya comes in our heart, hubbullah comes out of the heart. And this is the antithesis of tasawwuf. If a salik wants to reform himself, wants to purify himself, he has to understand this disease as well. Another example, people say, ulama explain, you want to, for example, buy a shroud. Somebody passed away in your family. You want to buy a kafan. Ulama says this is not a time to haggle about the price. Don't haggle about the price, because this is supposed to remind you of death. You're haggling about the price because of the love for the world. This 50p means a lot to you. But what we are not realizing, the lesson we are supposed to take, in the same way when we want to buy qurbani meat, which is an ibadat. Oh, this one is 65 pounds. Hey, but if you do in Bangladesh, it's 25 pounds. No, but England is 150 pounds. Now, what is happening? It's a serious matter, brother. It's a very serious matter for us who want to reform our heart. Let the butcher, he wants to make his money, that's in his place. We have to accept that. The law of supply and demand comes into place. The higher the demand and the lower the price, the supply, the price will go up. That's a market mechanism. But besides the point, exploiting of the market, the disease we have in our heart, it comes once a year to revive the sunnah of Hazrat Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam. The sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, yet the quality of miserliness is overtaking our brain. Think about it. Ulama has given hidayat on that as well. This is not the place to haggle, because it proves that we have a spiritual disease. This 20 pounds we're spending, we are not spending it for the pleasure of Allah. We are not spending it to give fi sabilillah. We're spending how much meat can we get, maximum meat. This is a typical disease. We don't realize it. Every year we go through this disease. If we haven't got the means, that's something else. If we haven't got the means, that's something else. You go according to your means. But if we have the means, then we must take this spiritual disease in our life. Another disease that we have, very important, ulama explained, is we're a bit shoddy. When we want to give zakat, say we're a businessman, zakat not necessarily be in terms of money. We can give our stock as well. It is well known we give the inferior one, the katsa. That's a big disease. Again, this disease got to do with miserliness. Our heart is so attached with our commodities in the shop that we want to get rid of, because there's no gharak to come and take it. So what to do now? 3 years it's in the stock. We got to rotate our stock, therefore get rid of it. the poor man will enjoy it. What we don't like, what our customer don't like, those who are well off don't like, this is what we are keeping. Again, this is a quality of miserliness in the heart that need to be cured if we want to be a salik, a true salik. So there are two types of this disease of bukhl. One is we refuse to spend for fulfilling the haqq of Allah and the haqq of the ibad of Allah. The second one is the quality of manlihood. What a manliness demands that even though it is our right, we overlook this right. We overlook this right. This also is very, very important too. A person wrote to Mawlana Shafi'i Thani rahmatullah alayhi and told him, Hazrat, when I spend money, I feel it heavy to pop out the money. Mawlana says, no problem. As long as it is not against fulfilling a compulsory right. Yani fulfilling the haqq of Allah or the haqq of Ibad. No problem with that. Look at the vision of Mawlana Shafi'i Thani rahmatullah alayhi. Why? We have to think about it also. It is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who has put those things around us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given many examples. Zuyina, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we have alert, we have made beautified this world for you. With, you can extract pleasures through women, your sons, your gold and silver, your horses well bred, your cattle, and your agriculture. Allah mentioned it in the Quran. Allah has put it in our heart. So to have a natural inclination toward this is normal. But the difference is, we have to understand that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put two things in us. Allah has created us with this world, with clay. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after He has molded us, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, He blew the ruh. The ruh is something direct from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the ruh always wants to pull us to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the quality of the earth pulls us toward the dunya. It's a question of balancing these two. This is what you have to understand. This is why the quality of miserliness is a normal thing. Hubbu dunya is a normal thing. But as long as it is being monitored, as long as it's being controlled, we don't trespass the haqq of Allah. We don't trespass the hukuk of ibad, then it's okay. When everything was brought to, when the Persian Empire collapsed during the time of Hazrat Umar al-Faruq radiallahu anh, the treasures from the castle of Qaisar, the emperor of Persia was brought to Medina Munawwara. So much gold was brought there. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anh cried. And he said, look at this dwarf, Hazrat Umar radiallahu anh. Wallah, I am not telling you that we don't love wealth. Oh Allah, I'm not asking you to take it away from us as well. This love, we don't take it. But what we are asking you, Allah, don't make this wealth be a trial for our religion. Look at this deep-sightedness of Hazrat Umar al-Faruq radiallahu anhu, taking human nature into account. He himself, you know the level of zuhd, we have described his life. But he was taking the awam, the layman into account. This is what he said in Masjid Nabawi. As long as wealth does not come as a means of destructing our deen, then it is okay. But the moment our hearts start developing this love, we have lose control over our head, then it becomes haram. It's a borderline. This is what we have to understand. As far as fiqh is concerned, as far as tasawwuf is concerned, this is what the ulama kiram explained to us. It is very, very important to draw a borderline. This is why this person, he went to Mawlana Shafi'i Thani, he says, I feel a pricking in my heart when I got to take out money. Mawlana Shafi'i Thani says, no. This one, Dr. Abdul Haysab rahmatullah alayhi says, that this pricking in your heart that you feel is the key to success. It is only when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes you, it is a sign of iman. It is a sign that you feel when you're doing something wrong or something good. So when you take out the money, you feel, is it right or not? We have to weigh the love for wealth and the love for moderation. Love for moderation, if a person doesn't spend, keeping for the rainy days, it is jaiz according to Sharia. Because the hadith of Rasulullah, there's a lot of fiqh bahas on that. I don't have time to go into the details. 30 minutes is over already. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "Man aata lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmala iman." Beautiful hadith, Allahu Akbar. Whoever gives for Allah, not because of ostentation to show off, whoever does not give, he withhold, that is not out of miserliness, but for Allah, he has completed his iman. Look this balance. Sahih al-Bukhari is this hadith. Look this balance. We have to understand what is miserliness. We have to identify the disease. Once we identify the disease, then we're able to make our Islam. And we have this balance in our thinking. Then we have your three groups of people. If you want to satisfy yourself with the bare minimum, inshallah you get your Jannah. But then, will you be among the Ashabul Qareeb to Allah? If you want to be the seventh heaven with the Anbiya, with the Siddiqeen, then we got to opt for the third category. Anything that diverts us from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we get rid of it. But if you want to the second, then you must know your maslah, you don't go for israf. But the point is, Sharia applies, the general rule of Sharia is, we got to get rid of this type of miserliness, we must to think about it. There's a lot of balance. A lot of balance in Sharia. Sharia has taken human nature into account. Very, very important the things to keep in mind. Time is so much I want to speak on. So many maslah, masail on miserliness. But there's a fiqh aspect of it. Time is over. But this is such a disease that at times we don't think right. There was a person who wants to buy watermelon. Right? Buy a watermelon. So he asked the brother, how much a watermelon? Like I told him, 2 pounds. He said, make it 1 pound. So the guy, okay, take it 1 pound. He said, 1 pound. Okay, make it 50 pence. The guy said, you told me, one pound I give you. Now you have 50 pence. Take it. He said, give me 2. This is the quality of miserliness. You want to amass. Getting. That's a very bad disease. We have to test it ourselves. Time is over. There's so much I want to talk. How do we get rid of this disease now? Let me give you this, what the ulama have explained, and then we finish. First, I've taken from many ulama their qawal, is to think about maut regularly, death. When you think about death, the love of the dunya will go away. Other ulama says, think that it takes you a lifetime to collect what you have. The effort you have put to collect, to amass, to build this empire, you have time has gone. For you to catch up with time is very difficult. By the time you are 40, you build up your empire, you get diabetes, you get pressure, you get this disease and that disease, you can't even enjoy it. So why wasting your time after this world? The third point is take the habit of increasing your lillah. That is, give more lillah. When you give more lillah, the love for money will get out of our heart. Fourth point, realize that a person who is miserly, who is stingy, who is a bakhil, people will hate him. Even the bukhala among themselves, they hate each other. They hate each other. These are few things that the ulama have given us to think how to get the disease out of our heart. It's a very, very bad disease. This is the very first disease that Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala had to fight. And we cannot get rid of this disease. It is in us. We have to cure it. When it is on the borderline, when we cannot make the difference, are we loving wealth or are we having it for the pleasure of Allah? Yani, are we building our empire because we love money? When this is happening and this pricking in our heart is not taking place, or the pricking is increasing day and day. You understand what I'm saying? When you take out money, we want to buy, when we want to pay zakat, is it pricking our heart inside? Or we are happy to give it? If you are happy to give it, alhamdulillah, this is a sign of zuhd. But if you are not happy, then we're developing the quality of bukh, which is a very, very bad habit, which leads to jahannam. When a person, listen to this hadith of Rasulullah, a person who at the time of death, he's not happy, he doesn't have the desire to meet Allah, he's a jahannami. A bakhil, this is the quality of a bakhil, a person who is stingy at the time of death, he doesn't want to leave his house, his beautiful mulk, his all this empire he built. His heart is too attached to that. Think about this hadith of Rasulullah. Is it guaranteed Jahannam? Na'uz billah min thalik. Guaranteed Jahannam. This is how serious it is, this quality of ma'azadiness. So it's very good we develop the quality of Zuhd. When we develop the quality of Zuhd, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a gift, brothers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is putting in my mind, I'm telling you. When you develop the quality of Zuhd, that is, you renounce the world, then whatever comes in your way, you start giving it, distributing it. Then Allah bless you with the quality of generosity. Allahu Akbar. The quality of generosity is a quality that emanates from one of the sifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is Al-Kareem. What quality are we developing? The sifat of Allah, of course, it's not going to be like sifat of Allah, just like a one drop of water from the ocean, what is it? But when you put this one drop in the ocean, it gets this title of ocean. I'm not comparing ourselves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is shirk. What I'm saying is the quality of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah sharing this to us. Part of His quality, the quality of being generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I start now with generous, I'm going to go another hour on that topic, but there's no time. If you read the life of great, great wali, how generous they were, it's unreal, it doesn't flush your mind, how generous they were. That's a quality, a favor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we adopt the quality of Zuhd, we get rid of the quality of miserliness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless us with the quality of being a kareem, of being generous. And this is a direct reason from the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is the quality of karam, which comes from the sifat of kareem. What a great gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we develop this. Let me just stop here today. Subhanallah. Subhanallah.